A special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat. Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Carol Landis, the curvaceous cookie from Hollywood. Curvaceous. What's the difference what it means? It looks great. Ah, she's a beautiful dame, Duffy. Has she got what? Huh? Also a very high forehead. What? Mrs. Duffy had a shape like that when you married her? Yeah, but since then her figure's been a total loss. Huh? Well, naturally. Everything going out and nothing coming in. Huh? Offer her a job here. Duffy, it'd ruin us. Well, with calves like hers around, who's going to order pig's feet? I'll call you back, Duffy. So long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, Joe Venuti and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, Carol Landis, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Let's see now. Leave a spoon neath the moon, dear Miss Landis.
Send us out.
Wait a minute, Eddie. You're making me lose my muse.
In your case, no muse is good news.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen to this poem that I'm writing in Carol Landis' behoof. Leave a spoon neath the moon, dear Miss Landis, while I whisper how dainty your hand is. Joe Cupid has got me over a barrel, but I'll wait for you till Christmas Carol. What do you think of it, Eddie? Huh?
What do you think I think of it?
That's a nasty thing to say. After all, I just dashed the thing off here. Could Shakespeare do better?
Even right now, he could. Well, I suppose poetry means you've fallen in love again.
Could be, Eddie.
Boy, that love bug must use up all his red points on you.
Well, Eddie, you know, it's spring, and in the spring, the old saying is, a young man's thoughts turn to something a little fancy. It happens to every normal guy.
Yeah, but it happens to you all year.
Oh, can I help it if I'm normal more frequently than other guys? Yeah, Eddie, there's something in me makeup that gives me a yen for beautiful dames.
Now all you need is some makeup to give them beautiful dames a yen for you.
What do you mean, Eddie?
Well, now look, I mean every girl you meet. Take Michelle Morgan. She threw you over. Gertrude Lawrence walked out on you. Ida Lupino gave you the air. Veronica Lake gave you the air.
Eddie, are you trying to imply that I am fickle?
Not fickle. Futile.
Leave us not split infinitives, Eddie. You just watch me tonight when Carol Landis comes down here.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, well, Miss Duffy, I ain't seen hide and seek of you in weeks. Where have you been?
Home, having a battle with a horrible flu germ.
Oh, how is your mother?
Please, Archie, I'm talking about a very contagious germ.
Oh, I beg your pardon. How's your father?
Oh, he's fine, thank you.
Well, that's good. Well, I'll see you later, Miss Duffy. I'm very busy now.
You want to hear how I got the flu?
No.
Well, last week my girlfriend, Vera Fogarty, got us a double date with two sailors.
Vera Fogarty got your date with two sailors? She's picking up sailors again, huh?
She did not pick them up.
She didn't, huh?
No.
Then how did she meet them?
She happened to be swimming past a battleship. Anyways, us and the sailors went out for a drive together, the four of us. And did we have a miserable time.
It did, huh? What happened?
Well, the first thing was, they crowded me and my sailor in the back seat.
Well, two in the back seat, that ain't crowded.
Have you ever been in the back seat with a sailor?
A motorcycle. Now, wait a minute. If this is a motorcycle and you was in the back... Where did Vera sit?
On the handlebars, naturally. That is, until the accident.
Until what accident?
When we stopped for a red light and Vera didn't.
I like Vera. That's very droll. So, leave me make a dull story short. You kissed the sailor goodnight and you caught the flu from him, huh?
That is not a very nice thing to say, Archie. You know very well I'm too much of a lady to kiss a man the first time I meet him if he has the flu. Say, maybe he did have the flu. How else could I have got it?
Well, anyways, Miss Duffy, don't think it's nice to have you back again. But do me a favor. We keep away from guys. You know, with you, it's like a drug, like a dope. Finnegan?
Well, Miss Duffy, how are you feeling?
I'm better, thank you.
I was deeply concerned about your ill. You know, that flu can turn into a nasty cold. Did you get the box of cough drops I sent you?
Yes, thank you. That was very thoughtful of you, Finnegan.
Well, I always try to be thoughtful. Too bad you got better. You should have seen the wreath I had picked out.
That's the breaks, Finnegan.
Anyway, Miss Duffy, glad to see you back.
Thank you.
Is Carol Landis really coming here tonight?
Why, certainly, Finnegan.
Arch, could you lend me the loan of a quarter?
Wait a minute. What do you want a quarter for?
In case I have to take her out.
Finnegan, you kill me. You want me to lend you the loan of a quarter to take Carol Landis out?
Don't worry, Arch. I ain't going to spend it. I just want to flash it.
Finnegan, flash it. A dame like Carol Landis ain't impressed by a quarter. A quarter wouldn't even tip her quarter.
The quarter?
Yeah.
So who's that, the guy that drives the car?
No, Finnegan, a quaffer is a male hair washer. It's what the French call a shampoos. A quarter to take out a movie star.
Oh, what's the matter? To me, Carol Landis is just another...
Finnegan, please. When you mention Carol Landis's name in public, smile. Don't forget, sir, that someday that name might be my name.
You mean that you and Carol Landis are...
Yes, I do.
Why? Oh, when did it happen?
As soon as I meet her. Watch me work, Finnegan.
Say, Archie.
Yes, Toby.
I hear Carol Landis is coming down here to talk about women taking jobs.
Yeah, she is, but believe me, Toby, if me plans matriculate, she ain't gonna be interested in that stuff. I am proud to say that my wife will not have to take no job.
Well, why not?
She's got money of her own. You may play, Mr. Venuti.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello, Duffy. How do you like Venuti's band? Oh. Look, what do you think of Venuti himself? Well, look, Duffy, you're too critical. After all, this band could be worse. How? Well, there could be more of them. They should what? They should be seen and not heard? Duffy, you're nuts. They look even worse than they sound. Well, look, I'll have a talk with Venuti. Huh? Tell him what? Okay.
Hey, Art, what was that?
That was a request.
What was the request?
Never mind, you couldn't do it anyway. To be frank, Mr. Venuti, me and Duffy both feel that your band leaves something to be desired.
Namely?
Namely, music.
What are you talking about, Arch? These guys are very good musicians. Over half of them can read music.
Look, Mr. Venuti, I don't pretend to be no Tachkalana, but I don't even say that I know much about music. All I know is what me ears tell me. And me ears tell me that you don't know much about music neither. Now, will you and your leaf breakers play a number? And remember, a little pizzicato goes a long, long way.
Okay, all right, come on, fellas, let's go. And remember, no crap games during the rest. One, two.
What do you think? You think there's any improvement in Venuti's band?
I don't know. It seems such a waste to make all that noise and not turn out a single boiler.
Well, at least they're trying. Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. Here comes Carol Landis. What a dish, huh? Oh, boy. And look at her. What a lady. What a lady. Look how she passes the cuspidor and ignores it. There's a real lady for you, Eddie. Well, Carol Landis. Carol, just stand there in all your glorious punk with dudes.
What a beauty.
What a beast.
Please, don't say a word. Just stand there and leave me drinking me only with thine eyes. Never before has such radiant lassitude ever desecrated our portholes.
Say, whatever happened to the King's English?
I know he is. That's a joke, by the way. Look, Cal, won't you pray and have a seat?
If someone will pray, wipe off that chair.
Well, it's a trifle dusty, but it's easy to clean. Just sit down and wiggle a little. Yeah, that's right. That's it. Yeah. You ought to see Mrs. Duffy do that. She cleaned six chairs at once. Yeah, but enough of this dishing and dice here. Oh, Miss Landis, this is Miss Duffy, the daughter of the establishment. Good evening.
Likewise, I'm sure. Gee, Miss Landis, you know, you look exactly the same in the person as you do in the flesh.
Well, thank you.
You and I are lucky to have such gorgeous figures.
Knock wood.
And our hair is both blonde, too.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Yes. What was yours before?
Green with red sideburns.
Oh, then it's good to change it.
Now, please, get back to the cash register. And, Carol, leave us. Get back to the eternal triangle. You and me.
Look, Archie, I came here to talk about a very serious problem.
What, that stuff that Toby was saying about women taking jobs?
What do you mean, that stuff?
Carol, dames like you ain't made for Chris, would you? You are a frail gossamer who should be placed on a pedestrian. Different. You should be worshipped, cherished, nursed.
I know. Woman's place is in the home.
That's right. It's the first law of nature. Tomatoes should cling to the vine. But, Cal, look how happy you'd be. Think of another world. Think of you and me in our own little home. A couple of ivy-covered kids.
Look, Archie, leave us face it. I ain't in love.
Carol, why do you repulse me?
Just to make it mutual.
Well, you're wrong. A girl like you needs a guy like I. A guy who can protect you, as a man should, but his muscles.
What muscles?
Look, Cal, I'm not the kind of a guy who wears his muscle on his sleeve. Mine is inner spring muscles. Yes, sir, like steel, as many a guy who has learned who has punched me in the nose.
Archie, I'm supposed to deliver a message to the women, and I'm going to deliver it.
Oh, you and a job for dames. I'd like to see a dame in a job like mine. I'd like to see you running my job.
I could do anything you could do.
Anything I could do, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. What is it, Eddie?
Mr. Moriarty just tore his pants on a nail, and he wants you to lend him a pair of yours.
Touché, Carol?
Second, Carol.
Hello, Duffy. You want to talk to Cal? Okay, Miss Landis, the funny face would like to talk to you.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. We met where? I smiled to you from the where? Mr. Duffy, I have never been on a runway. What? Oh, you like to speak anyway. Oh, how would I like a job here? No, I don't think I'd... wait a minute. What sort of a job? General manager? Over Archie?
Hey, wait a minute. What goes on here?
Please. Exactly what would my duties be, Mr. Duffy? Yes. 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 And what? Mr. Duffy.
Miss Landis, did I hear right? Did I understand that Duffy has made you the general manager? My boss?
You heard right.
Now, wait a minute. I got to think this thing over. Hey, Venuti. Hey, Joe. Leave us have a number.
Just a second. That's my job. Hey, Venuti. Hey, Joe. Leave us have a number.
Oh. Trick. Putting a dame in here is my boss.
What's the matter, Mr. Austin?
I'm going nuts. Carol Landis is going to be me boss. Me manager. Order me around. Make a slave out of me.
Congratulations. This is really going to marry you?
Hey, this is no time for levity. That dirty Duffy. Putting a dame in charge. Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. Maybe this is a boomerang in sheep's clothing.
What do you mean?
Eddie, I got a hunch this job is going to change Miss Landis's ideas about her work and about me.
Come on, Archie, get busy.
What do you mean?
Well, this place looks awful. It's filthy.
That discovery will not make you no Lady Columbus.
How long has it been since this joint had a thorough cleaning?
I don't know exactly, but you can gauge it by the amount of dust. It figures about a half an inch a month.
Well, don't you have a vacuum cleaner?
Well, we had one, but it got filled up, so we had to throw it away. Anything else, Your Majesty?
Yes. Where do you keep the napkins?
The napkins? We cut the napkins out for the duration 10 years ago.
I get it. You're going to try to make it tough for me, huh?
Oh, perish forbid. No, we're all going to cooperate. If Duffy wants to have ladies' help, he can have all ladies' help. Oh, Miss Venuti. Josephine.
Yes, Archibald, darling.
Josie, would you have the sweater girls play a number for Miss Landis?
Archibald, you are very inconsiderate. These girls have been standing over a hot trumpet all day.
Well, I don't know, Josephine. Phil Spitali's girls never seem to get tired. Maybe we should get a male band leader, too.
Look, dearie, don't threaten me. So hurry up.
Oh, Miss Finnegan. Miss Finnegan.
Huh?
You look delightful. Is that a new frock?
Hurry up.
Finnegan. Wait a minute. Come here. You don't understand. This is Ladies' Day in Duffy's Tavern.
The Ladies' Day? Oh. So, Archie, that is a Davoon apron you are wearing.
Well, it's just a little thing I picked up in Paris. A schlepperelli. Oh, by the way, Finny, I love your hairdo.
Do you do? Do you like this off-the-scalp arrangement?
Crazy about it. I love it. Wherever did you get the idea?
So in Madame Lefty's pool room.
Oh, cute.
Oh, girl, pizza.
Oh, thank you, Edwina.
Oh, girls, look how graceful I'm drinking me tea with me pinky finger sticking out.
But, Miss Finnegan, you should take your other four fingers out of the tea.
Girl, I have great news. I just found a store downtown where you can buy, guess what?
What?
Girdles.
With real elastic?
With real elastic. Okay. Then let's go buy some. We can make slingshots.
Oh, Finny, you slay me. I just adore your wit.
I'm really glad I came down here tonight.
So am I, Carolyn. You know something?
What?
You made me kind of proud of the fact that my mother was a dame. Duffy's, where the elite meets eat. Archie the Manager speaking. Hello, Duffy. Yeah, that's right. Next week, Charles Lawton. Yeah, yeah, if you come down here next week, you can meet him face to face, which will be a horrible double feature. Good night, Duffy.
Before we leave Duffy's, leave us put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. The plat is spinning, the needle comes down, it's music. Radio service.
Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the heaven seat. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll have a life of ease. Kind of tough now to say goodbye to